The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Suleanne, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Hi, I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services. Today's topic is Face Off for Charity. So with that, let me get into my introductions. And with me I have today is Terry Dooley. She's the Executive Vice President of Development for Boys and Girls Home. And also Bonnie Bergman, who is also Development Associate with Terry. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay, you guys all pumped up. We're getting ready for Face Off for Charity. Score.
I can't wait.
Okay, it's coming up. A lot of excitement. So with that, Face Off for Charity, Terry, Bonnie, fundraiser, talk about it, the history and who it benefits and what have you been doing this stuff. So,
you know, I'm gonna have to say we were blessed to have Art Silva with a great idea 28 years ago.
Yeah, I started when I was 9.
And we teamed up with the Sioux City Musketeers to raise money for the kids and families that are getting help at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. And you know what? We, a couple of years back on our 25th anniversary, we celebrated the Musketeers helping us to raise over $1 million.
Woo!
It was such a fabulous thing. So it's a lot of fun. It's an event every year that happens with the Musketeer players serving a meal.
Now, wait a minute. I want to get that straight. They serve the meal.
Yeah, and let me tell you, they don't always know how to do it, so it's kind of a lot of fun. And they actually get kind of nervous, and they you know, wonder about, is this going to work? Am I going to spill something? But we're going to have a great time. They have aprons that they're wearing that they autograph that will be up for auction. And if you want to have your favorite player do something, you know, special and come to your table, we can arrange that. We're really excited about it. And I think the thing that I really love about the whole event is that the Musketeer players, who come from all over the world, learn about a different side of life. When we take our children down to the arena to watch the players skate, I talk to the players about the plight of our kids, it really does make a connection. So it's a very beneficial thing on both sides.
Well, that's great. And let's see, this is the 28th. We've been doing this for 28 years. And over that period of time, we've raised over $1 million. The Sioux City Musketeers have been great partners. So I want to take this opportunity to thank their management, their ownership, Lloyd Ney. Travis is out there. Travis, our buddy, we're going to miss you. You're out of town this week because you've got meetings, I guess. But Connor, we love you too. So this is our family, and these people have come forward to help our kids. So completely unselfish. We appreciate the Musketeers and 28 years of Face Off for Charity. So, hey, Marnie, give me a little detail. We're going to talk about the auction items in the second half of the show. So you folks stay right there. But anyhow, Marnie, talk about date, location, time. What are some of the specifics here?
Well, it's going to be Thursday, February 26th. The doors are going to open at 5:30 p.m. The cocktail hour begins at 6. We'll serve dinner at 7, and there's going to be the live auction to follow with a silent auction going on the entire evening. My favorite part about this event is that it's not stuffy. It's not fancy. It's come in jeans, your favorite Musketeers gear. Come to have a good time because everybody's going to have fun.
Well, let's see. It's going to be at the premier place in Sioux City to stay, and that's over at the South Sioux Marriott. We're going to be in the Convention Center. So South Sioux Marriott, the Convention Center, and we start at 5:30 on Thursday, next Thursday, the 26th. So we want you there. I should say this coming Thursday. It's coming quicker than I thought. So this Thursday, the 26th, so you can get your tickets right now. If they want tickets, what do they do, Monty?
Give me a call. You can always give me a call at 712-293-4919. You can go online to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can always go to bidpal.net/faceoff. Any of those three. And just let us know where you want to sit, what you want to do, who you want with you, and we will make this such a great night for you.
And we'll repeat that information again later on in the show, so go out and grab a piece of paper, a pencil, and we'll be right back with that. But with that right now, I'm Art Silver, and with me today is Terry Dooley and Monty Bergman from Boys and Girls Home, and we're talking about Face Off for Charity. Terry, let's go into the details of the event. I show up that night. I sign in. What's going on here? What happens next?
I think when people first come in, they love the ease of being able to come in and get registered. And I always get bid number one so that I can bid on the auction items that we're getting as well. People can wander around and they can look at all of our silent auction items that are there. They'll all be there to touch and to look at and find a lot of fun with the Musketeer players being around. A lot of our players are shy. Some of them are more outgoing, but it's always fun to hear where they're from. We have kids from over in Europe even this year, Art, that are going to be there. And it's kind of nice to be able to talk with them about where they are in their country and also where they plan to go, because the majority of these kids go on to college to play, and they all, of course, have an idea about going into the NHL.
So we show up, we come in, we register. There's a cocktail hour, so a chance to get acquainted with everybody. You know, we're going to have hockey parents here. We're going to this year make sure that we have them identified. We have our board members that come, and we have our true hockey fans out there. So we're appealing to the Musketeer family to please give Monty a call, get your tickets, go online at Boys and Girls Home. We'll give you that address again before it's over. But this is a fun night. Just to relive this, we started this event way back when, over the 28 years. At one time, we had two servings at the old Applebee's on Hamilton. We had an early setting, then a later setting, and that was because it was so popular we couldn't get everybody in at once. We were on the ice for a while at the Tyson Center, and we did that. So we have a whole history here, but there's one common denominator. Everybody that comes to this event has fun. It is a laugh. It's just a great auction. We're going to go over that later on, but we want you, first of all, to take Thursday night, February 26th, give us 5 to 9, come on over to the Marriott Convention Center for Face Off for Charity. I guarantee, folks, you'll laugh. You'll have a great time. You'll be personally touched by some of the stories you hear from these Musketeer fans that they touched our kids. This is one of the few events that I think, as a nonprofit, we can get up close and personal with the Musketeer players. These are fine young gentlemen. As Terry said, they're from across the world. We have a couple of folks on our team this year from Europe. They play well. The USHL is one great league. You don't believe me? Look at all the schools in Boston that have hockey programs and how many ex-Musketeers or ex-UHSL players are playing in those great college programs. This is good hockey, but tonight on the 26th, we're going to just get away from that and have some fun. And these guys let their hair down. You're going to love them. So, Terry, let me ask you, we're going over to the Marriott. And we're glad that they have their convention center all put back together again. It's a great spot. It's the best spot. We're looking forward to it. But you have a little different relationship with the Marriott and some of their people.
Well, the Marriott has been a strong supporter for years. And we decided this year that we needed to make a change to kind of give us a little bit more space. And we've got a great meal planned. The chefs that are over there have been helping us. In fact, back probably 5-10 years ago, the chefs actually helped our kids to do some cooking and serve a dinner to our board members. So they've gone above and beyond, it seems, every single time that we've worked with them. And it's going to be a fabulous meal, kind of a laid-back meal. Don't get dressed up. You're going to get a nice meal that is going to be delicious, as always, over at the Marriott Convention Center.
Well, this is going to be great. It's coming up very quickly. And again, I like the cocktail hour, not for the cocktails, but you get a chance to meet everybody. You walk around and you smooze. You're meeting people you've never met before from different parts of this country, from Canada. They come down here. This is a great event. I am so looking forward to Face Off for Charity on Thursday night, February 26th at the Marriott Convention Center. That's Face Off for Charity Thursday night, February 26th at the Marriott Convention Center. We're coming up on our break, so continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Oh, I forgot to take the garbage out again.
My team came home who knows when last night. That guy just cut me off. My boss totally doesn't get what I'm trying to do for his company. When will I enjoy life again? Will I ever catch up? I really should visit my parents soon before it's too late.
Why is this guy in front of me stopping at a green light? Go!
It's time for a checkup from the neck up to put yourself in a better state of mind. Sometimes it all seems to be coming at us pretty fast. Our instinct is to conquer our issues before we enjoy our actual life. It seems we just can't get caught up. That's when stress and anxiety absorb everything. Family Services, Inc. is here to get you back to enjoying your life. A call to Family Services will put you on a direct path to more happiness and inner peace. It's time you appreciate the things that matter most. Let the sun heat your back and enjoy the day and laugh with guiltless, stress-free joy. Call Family Services today at 293-4900. That's 293-4900.
I feel good.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Terry Dooley and Monty Bergman from Boys and Girls Home. And we are talking about the upcoming Face Off for Charity this Thursday night, February 26th at the Marriott Convention Center in South Sioux City. Now, Terry, I want you, before we get into the auction items, I want you to talk about the relationship that the Musketeers players have with our children. This has been going on for 28 years.
Yeah, 28 years. And, you know, we always make sure that we get the players to come and they get to interface with our children. It's been a lot of different ways. This year, our kids got to come down and watch a practice. And there was no one else except all the skaters on the ice and our kids sitting in the seats. And at the end of the practice, our kids got to go sit on the bench, and then they got high five with the players. So it's been fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
And I know that they've been in the past. They've come over to the Boys and Girls Home, and one thing that still sticks with me is the impression. How lucky. How fortunate is a better word, the hockey players feel about themselves when they see our kids and they want to help. You want to add to that?
Yeah, you know, that has been something that the players' parents let me know about. When the boys come from hockey and they come and see that there's kind of another side of life that they've not seen, they talk to their parents about it. And if you come to the event, you will hear one of our players talk about his experience. He's been with the team for a couple of years, so he's pretty familiar with what we do at Boys and Girls Home. And he said he feels wonderful being able to help in that way. So it really is a unique experience for our kids and also for the Musketeer players. And those that are with us and go on stay with us for years. So continuing to help our kids at Boys and Girls Home.
You have a list of former Musketeer players that have moved on. You want to share that with us?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see. The USHL really is a good place to learn how to make your way to the NHL. So we've got Jake Gensel. Most of you probably recognize his name. We've got Martin Pospisil. These people are skating to get a gold medal in the Olympics. We've got Eli Tolvanen from Finland, Akira Schmidt from Switzerland, Stefan DaCosta, he's playing for France, and Dustin Gaisley, who's in Italy. I don't think about hockey in Italy. I don't know why. The list kind of goes on and on and on. There are so many players that have been here and gone on, and it kind of leads to us getting auction items. They remember us year after year after year, and they still are sending us auction items even though they're in the NHL and they probably don't see us at all anymore. So that's very rewarding as well.
Well, you know, I tell you, the UHSL has great players. The Musketeers has great players. So I'm going to take this opportunity and give the Musketeers a plug. Go see a game. buy a ticket, go down and see the game. These boys work really, really hard. As a matter of fact, we're doing an ad, a promo on television right now on Channel 9. They've been gracious enough to sponsor Face Off for Charity. And in that promo, you'll see two Musketeer players. They're brothers. Those are the Gary brothers. And they're talking about how they feel about their home and our kids' new home. So it's a wonderful deal. It's a win-win for everybody, and we want you to be in on the win, too. Come on out Thursday night, February 26th, 5 o'clock, 5:30. I get there early. That's okay. We'll let you in. Come on over and have a great time, a great night, and celebrate to help the children at Boys and Girls Home. Now, drum roll. Here we go. We're going to talk about some of the auction items. Hi, Marnie. You want to give us a list of what's coming up on the auction items?
Oh, I'd be more than happy to. We've got metal signs from MVS that are powder-coated for different college teams and different NHL teams and even a baseball team.
But They look pretty slick.
I won't name that baseball team.
Yeah, you could lose that one.
Because it's Art's least favorite. Now, we've got some handmade cards. We've got a bounce house rental. We've got coated Colonel's gifts, Soho, Brew City. We have Bell Salon and Spa. We have gift certificates for the stuff store. We have all kinds of items for you to come down, things that are for every interest. So please come down, check them out, or you can always, for the silent auction, just go on bidpal.net/faceoff. I'm going to say that one more time for you guys. It's bidpal.net/faceoff. You can bid on silent auction items whether you attend or not. So come get a piece of history, do something wonderful for our kids and be a part of something that's really, really great.
I know something interesting on that silent auction. Terry has a box unopened of 1991 NHL player cards. Now, who knows what's in that box? So that's on the silent auction.
Not only that, we have a box of 1991 baseball cards as well. We have a whole lot of cards for you to come pick from. Like I said, a little bit of every interest. We're hockey themed, but we know there are some people who they just kind of can't get off that baseball diamond.
You're out of here. Okay, Terry, let's move over to the live auction. We got a live auction. We got some great stuff here. If you're a hockey fan, you can't miss this stuff.
Oh, really? If you're a hockey fan, let's start with the jerseys first, because like I said, we've got a lot of players that have gone on to the NHL that are sending us jerseys, and they're pretty cool jerseys. So we have a Pionk jersey from the Winnipeg Jets. We have a Kings jersey.
Wait a minute, are these all signed?
These are all signed. All signed. And they're for real signed because they come directly from the player. They don't even necessarily come from the team. We've got a Steves. A lot of people remember him. He was just here and he had two brothers that were with us. A Steves Boston jersey. We have a Flyers jersey from Bobby Brink. We have a Maple Leafs jersey that's coming. I think it's going to be from Matthews. I haven't quite gotten it yet, but it's on its way.
Didn't he just score in the Olympics?
Yes, he
did. Oh, wow, we got to get that jersey.
Yeah, it's been really fun because we've got a lot of other things that aren't hockey related. We've got a great gift from Gunderson's Jewelry. We've got a hockey stick. Here's the biggest one, I think, from Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane is one of the premier players in the NHL right now, and it is a game-used stick. You can tell I showed it to the players, and they all started saying, I want it, I want it. I got to get my parents to bid on that one. They're really excited about it. We also have some kind of cool things like a stay at the Marriott Hotel and a stay at the Hard Rock Hotel. And we've got some steaks that one of our board members is helping us to have. Art's saying, and eating someplace.
We got something that goes big every year, and that's a jumbo pizza from Bob Rose or the North End Zone on one pizza a month for a year. I can't tell you how this gets people excited and they go over that.
It really is cool. And, you know, it's the whole community helping us with this. It's not just a couple of people. It's the whole community jumping in to help.
Well, RTI Threads has an amazing package that they're going to give us. You've got to come down to see that one.
Well, I got to tell you, folks, a lot of good things going on right here. We could talk forever on this, but we'll spoil the fun. Come out Thursday night, the 26th, that's next Thursday, and come out to the Marriott and South Sioux City Convention Center and join Face Off for Charity. You will be a part of it. It's a fun time, and as Monty and Terry said, come casual. It's a fun event. You don't have to get dressed up, and you get up and close personal with the Musketeers. Monty, you want to give us that address again?
Absolutely. There's a few places you can go to get tickets. You can go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. You can go to bidpal.net/faceoff, or you can give me a call at 712-293-4919.
Okay, folks, we're coming up on the end of our show for this week, and there's a lot going on. Don't forget bidpal.net/faceoff. Call, baby. Right. Get in here. We don't want you to miss this. We don't want to hear about this from another friend, okay? That was a great time. So with that, we want to thank Monty, Terry for coming in today and sharing with us the excitement of Face Off for Charity. And also thank our listening audience. We want to get a shout out to who else but the Sioux City Musketeers. Come out, folks, Thursday. This coming Thursday, the 26th, 5:30, over at the Marriott Convention Center. You will not regret it. Get on your tickets. It's affordable. Buy a table. Bring your friends. You'll have a great time. So we'll see you there.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.